Five Ways You Can Tell the Book of Mormon Was Written for Our Day by David A. Edwards, Church Magazines. You've probably heard people say that the Book of Mormon was written for our day. It's a true statement. Prophets have declared it. The book itself says it. But what makes this book so well suited for this particular time in history? 1. It teaches the gospel of Jesus Christ plainly and simply. There's always been confusion in the world, but it's a little different today. Not only are there lots of ideas floating around, but there are also many more ways to communicate them to more people. When bloggers and trolls talk religion, finding the truth can feel like listening for a melody while an orchestra's instruments are all tuning up. Fortunately for us, the Book of Mormon rings true. It teaches us in plain terms about our Heavenly Father's plan and Jesus Christ's role in that plan. It teaches us very simply what the steps are on the path to eternal life. And it contains Jesus Christ's teachings in person following his resurrection. 2. It shows how to follow the living prophet and face ridicule and persecution. Prophets have never been all that popular, and that hasn't really changed. People still question and criticize them and their teachings. They just have a multitude of communication platforms to do it on. There's never been a time when it's been more important to follow the prophet. In one sense, the Book of Mormon is the story of what happens when people choose to be humble and follow the Lord's prophets, or not, in good times or in bad. In addition, the Book of Mormon has many examples of how to react when people are making fun of or questioning your beliefs. For instance, don't let ridicule get to you. Heed them not. Bear testimony. Answer questions with the Word of God you have studied. Counter false claims with the truth. Show that all kinds of evidence can support faith. Be steadfast and patient in heeding the prophet's words. In Scripture, following prophets led to safety. Example, Lehi's family, Jared's people, Alma the elder's people. They were supported in trials. Example, Alma the elder's people were strengthened and comforted. They were given knowledge from God. Example, people of Gideon were given new teachings about Jesus Christ's atonement. And they were warned of coming dangers. Example, Nephi's people, Nephites in their wars against the Lamanites. When they did not follow the prophets, they were led astray. Examples, people following false teachers such as Nehor and Korihor, dissenting groups such as the Amlicites and Zoramites. They were left to suffer for a time. Example, people of King Noah. They were left to dwindle in unbelief. Example, Lamanites. They were vulnerable to destruction or captivity. Examples, people of Noah, people of Ammonihah, Jaredites, and Nephites. 3. It shows how to gain your own testimony. In our time, it is absolutely essential that we learn spiritual truths and gain a personal testimony. Those who will spiritually survive the last days are those who are wise and have received the truth and have taken the Holy Spirit for their guide. Fortunately, the Book of Mormon is like a how-to guide on coming to know the truth for yourself. From Nephi to Moroni, we read how those with desires to know can study and ponder and cry unto the Lord, asking with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, and can have the truth manifested unto them by the power of the Holy Ghost, because by the power of the Holy Ghost ye may know the truth of all things. The prophet's plea. I implore each of us to prayerfully study and ponder the Book of Mormon each day. As we do so, we will be in a position to hear the voice of the Spirit, to resist temptation, to overcome doubt and fear, and to receive heaven's help in our lives. I so testify with all my heart. President Thomas S. Monson, The Power of the Book of Mormon, April 2017 General Conference. 4. It shows how to share the gospel with power. President Monson has said, "Now is the time for members and missionaries to come together, to work together, to labor in the Lord's vineyard to bring souls unto Him. He has prepared the means for us to share the gospel in a multitude of ways, and He will assist us in our labors if we will act in faith to fulfill His work. The Book of Mormon gives us some of the greatest examples of how to share the gospel powerfully and effectively. For instance, the sons of Mosiah had the right motivation, studied the scriptures, and taught with power and authority, loved and served the people, built on common beliefs, bore bold testimony at the opportune moment, worked hard, and followed the Spirit. Number 5, it shows how to prepare for Jesus Christ's coming. This is the winding up scene of the history of the world, the latter days. We've been told that part of the church's mission is to help prepare the world for the second coming of Jesus Christ. It's a tall task, but the Book of Mormon offers us some help. President Ezra Taft Benson said, "In the Book of Mormon, we find a pattern for preparing for the second coming." He said we could see this pattern if we study the portion of the book that centers on the few decades just prior to Christ's coming to America. This portion of the Book of Mormon, Helaman through 3 Nephi chapter 8, contains, for instance, a record of people rejecting prophets, leaving the faith, persecuting the faithful, and explaining away the fulfillment of signs and prophecies. It shows societal disruption, materialism, pride, and war. But it also contains a record of prophets' warnings, prophecies and signs fulfilled, and people humbling themselves, repenting, following the prophets, and being blessed and protected. Conclusion. As you study the Book of Mormon and compare it to your own life, you'll doubtless find other evidence that it was written for our day. As the Spirit helps you see this truth more clearly, you'll appreciate the book more, and your testimony of it will grow. And who knows? You may want to go back and read it again. For a chart of some basic elements of testimony from the Book of Mormon, go to page 36 of this month's issue. End of the article. 5 Ways You Can Tell the Book of Mormon Was Written for Our Day by David A. Dixon, Church Magazines. Read by Wes Nelson.